My dear sisters and brothers in Jesus Christ, today's gospel passage is from the Gospel of Luke. In the Gospel of Luke, sinners and those rejected by the society have a special place. If no one likes them, God loves them all the more. Jesus welcomes sinners and eats with them and even gives them the priority in his relationship. The gospel of today talks about the conversion of Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus, being a tax collector, is hated and despised by his fellow citizens because he collaborates with Romans. Zacchaeus is successful in his profession. He is rich materially, but socially he is very, very poor. Zacchaeus is a wealthy man, but he is lonely. Nobody wants to befriend him, so he is lonely. He is the most hated man in his place. He is a deceitful man and a traitor to his own country. And Zacchaeus is the chief tax collector. And he uses his power to amass more money and becomes rich through these means. When Zacchaeus heard about Jesus who welcomes tax collectors and sinners, he is determined to see Jesus. One day, Zacchaeus hears that Jesus is coming through his town. He wants to see Jesus, but he is too short to see Jesus because of the crowd. Like a child, he climbed on a tree to see Jesus. To climb a tree during that time is only done by a child and a slave. My dear friends, this was hardly a dignified thing for one of the most important and prominent and richest men of the town of Jericho to do. He climbed up the tree to see Jesus. He had the desire to see Jesus more than anything or anyone else. When Jesus passed by, he looked upon the tree and told Zacchaeus that he wanted to stay in his house that day. Zacchaeus was overjoyed. He excitedly came down from the tree and humbly welcomed Jesus into his home. But, my dear friends, people were unhappy that Jesus associates with sinners like Zacchaeus. My dear friends, Zacchaeus climbed up sycamore tree as a crook or sinner, but climbed down from the sycamore tree as a saint. We do not know what Jesus said to Zacchaeus while they were in the house, but we know the result of their interaction. Zacchaeus was changed completely. Zacchaeus was amazed and overwhelmed with the kindness and the presence of Jesus. Zacchaeus declared that he would give half of his money to the poor and repay the people fourfold if he had cheated any one of them. My dear friends, in this gospel passage, we see the kind attitude of God for the sinners. We can also see the attitude of the repentant sinner, attitude of the Zacchaeus. God is merciful. God is compassionate. God is love. And the greatest sign of his love is precisely his mercy towards us. Jesus knew that Zacchaeus was a sinner, but he also saw in his heart a true desire to repent. Once, a mother approached Napoleon seeking pardon for her son. The emperor replied that the young man had committed a certain offense twice, and justice demanded death. But I don't ask for justice, the mother explained. I plead for mercy. But Napoleon said, "Your son does not deserve mercy." "Sir," the woman cried, "it would not be mercy if he deserved it. And mercy is all I ask for." "Well, then," emperor said, "I will have mercy." And he spared the woman's son. God is merciful and compassionate to the sins. Our God is not punishing God. Our God is forgiving God. He is merciful to us. Jesus is ready to all our sins. How does one person, one sinner, show repentance? If we want to show repentance, first of all, we have to admit that we have sinned. Admission to one's offense is requirement for the repentance. Yes, God is always forgiving. But to receive the grace of forgiveness and mercy, we should repent from the sins we have committed. My dear friends, repentance is not covering our sins. Zacchaeus, the sinner, confesses his sin publicly, and he announces the compensation for his mistakes. Repentance means a change of mind. It is a change of mind that results in a change of behavior. Zacchaeus takes steps to show to all the community people that he is changed man. He said, "Lord, I give half of my belongings to the poor, and if I have defrauded or cheated anyone in any way, as a tax collector, I will give him back four times." This is what repentance is all about. Restitution is a sign of genuine repentance. Zacchaeus is the great example of one who practiced restitution. My dear friends, restitution is making our past clean and transparent. Jesus sees Zacchaeus' act of genuine repentance and declares that he is a worthy son of Abraham who requires forgiveness and acceptance from God and others. Zacchaeus' story is also our story. We too can be just as guilty as Zacchaeus, selfish, greedy, and dishonest. Jesus knew each one of us like he knew Zacchaeus. My dear friends, admit the sins we have committed. Repent, offer an apology, and make restitution wherever possible. Remember that our God is not punishing God. Our God is forgiving God, loving God. He is compassionate and merciful to us. May the good Lord bless us all.